systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2011, and my name is Matt.
Mine's not Danny.
Not Danny. This is Robbie, back Danny. With us. What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? It's episode 474 of the Monday Night Show, of course. Join us, thejamhole.com/live, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you guys may notice I look a little brighter, a little bluer. It's because of this big, giant screen. Now, am I darker, different? Depends on what I'm looking at. So, 406-204-4687, give us a call, say what's up. You are definitely not Danny. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah,
Danny's still locked in the closet?
Yeah, I have the key.
Is that picking up? Can you hear her yelling? Like, I mean, I can hear it, but is it picking up on the recording?
Oh, no.
Because I might have to... Okay.
That duct tape was good.
Okay, cool.
That's his job.
Hopefully, she'll learn her lesson, and we'll let her out, and she'll be back on Wednesday for the next episode, 475. A couple things I want to mention. The contest is over. Burger says, I want tits. This guy has small tits. We might have to do something about that if you ever host again. I forgot that chair has to have tits in it. I don't know. I have a fleshlight. That'll give you a vagina, but that's not exactly tits, is it?
No. That kind of sounds like Silence of the Lambs-ish, though.
You know, right.
You're needing body parts on this thing. That's kind of
just
gross.
Like chair wrapped in her. You can, like, you go and sit in and then just pull her skin over the top of you.
The booze is like a neck pillow, you know? Like, your head.
Oh, my God. That'd be so weird. So weird. And then you, like, step out of it, and then when I want to have sex with it, I just, like, step into it. Oh,
yeah,
man.
The chair's a little sticky.
She's going to be pissed when she gets back. No, actually, you guys heard on, oh, my God, that epic Friday episode. An hour and 40 minutes of Danny just going off on her her family. Not her immediate family, but her uncle's daughter. Because her uncle's dying and has died a few times and she won't come up here. And so Danny's doing her job, basically, as the daughter of, you know, being there and shit. And it's really starting to wear on her. And if you want to hear all about that, check out the last episode. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, I thought you'd say hi.
Who's this?
You know who this is, do you?
Who is this? Ed.
It's Ed.
What's up, Ed? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's Ed.
Hi. What's going on?
Just thought I'd say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the call, Ed.
Yep.
All right. Ed Bland in the chat, everyone. Just calling and saying hi. Hey, if you just want to call in and say hi, 406-204-4687, you can do that. Will you show them your tits real quick? Jesus Christ, guys.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm not talking to me.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Let's save that, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll save that. So, we got a winner of the... I asked you guys, you know, it's tax season. You're getting your taxes back. And I said, hey, you get your taxes? Should you toss a little bit of that scratch our way? We put in a lot of time and work here, and so I figured, hey, I'm getting my taxes, so on top of all you doing that, I will pick a show to give my $20 to. So I got five of them up there, and I let you guys pick, and the winner is...
Drumroll.
Drumroll, please. Spork Roast!
Oh,
yay! Woo! Red Fox, yeah. SporkRoast.com, awesome. So I'll send that $20 your way. And, yeah, as you guys get your taxes back, if you haven't already, definitely thejamhole.com/donate, and there's a ranking system there of the most helpful Jamholians of 2011. So far, Bad Manners on top still, just whooping some ass, so I'll get that sent in the mail. And I want to mention, we got a couple dates for you guys. July 21st, we're going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, us. Are you going? What are you doing July 21st?
If I have to sell a kidney, they give you extras.
Yeah.
That's why there are two of them.
Gotcha. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Yes, I'd like to thank the Academy for my wonderful, you know, cast and crew that helped me win this glorious prize.
The jam hole Matt's $20 tax refund prize.
Yes,
we'll come up with a better name for that next year. Drew Red Fox.
That'll make a good acronym sometime.
Red Fox from Spork Roast, the winner. So how does it feel, man? Have you ever won anything in your life?
Oh, plenty of things.
Shit.
Anything
that adds up to $20, or just bullshit blue ribbons at science fairs when you were a kid?
Because
everyone gets those.
I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, sure.
Two gold stars doesn't count.
Right, yeah.
I spelled $100 at the casino one day, so I don't know if that counts.
Probably not. So, while we got you on the line, what's going on July 21st? You're the man planning this thing.
Well, the actual thing is the 23rd. It's a Saturday.
Correction.
Okay, but what's the 21st?
The 21st through the 24th, people are going to be in the area.
Oh, okay. So we all want to be there from the 21st. And when's the actual show? If people just want to...
The 23rd.
July 23rd. So if anyone just wants to come out for the show, July 23rd. And where's that going to be? Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay.
The venue has to be decided yet, but I'm 99% locked in on one.
Okay. So. Well, as soon as you lock it in, we'll make the event and we'll get it up on the forums. But July 21st through the 23rd?
Carry the one.
Fourth. Got it. Well, no, definitely.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. And after the show, I'm going to buy our plane tickets. So we'll have those locked down and everyone else will get theirs. And that's that. So what do you got planned for us, Red Fox? Tell everyone, if they're just a random listener and they showed up, what can they expect to find there?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Thursday, we're probably going to go to Milwaukee, hang out. Friday, we'll probably be in Chicago.
Right, hanging out with FG, do a little party
and
there.
And maybe Zach and Brian, if you can convince them.
I told them if they want me to fix their sound so it doesn't suck anymore, then when I'm there, I'll do it.
I think it's going to take a little bit more than that, but we can all email them.
You have a chance to have the guy that created one of the best-sounding podcasts out there in under 50 episodes, and you're going to be like, oh, I don't know if I have time. Really? People should be lining up.
Don't look at me.
I'm going to fix your shit, too, so you do shows more often.
I just posted one today.
Did you? Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. It wasn't posted at 6:30 a.m. when my Beyond Pod automatically connects to the Wi-Fi and downloads all new podcast episodes.
Oh, mine downloads on demand whenever there's a new one. It just knows.
You know what? I'm more kind to people that have servers that host podcasts, and I don't hammer their fucking shit every hour. So, Jesus, dude.
That's true.
It's kind of a dick thing to do. I have mine check every minute. All the shows I listen to get over a million hits. It's all me. I'm their only listener.
You got the time, man. Why not?
Okay, why not? So that's going to be good. And then the live show is going to be, and then we're just going to kind of hang out. And are we doing a sport show?
People can come, but there's not really going to be room where we're staying because it's pretty much all full.
Where are we staying? Is this VIP shit?
Or is it BYOMH, bring your own midget hookers?
BYMOH or VIP?
It's kind of VIP.
Okay, so you'll be supplying the midget hookers. Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
duh.
It's kind of...
Got that.
There's not much room at the place, so...
Right, well, no, and midgets. Check it. We're not saying everyone that comes is going to be staying with us. This is where the podcast will be staying. If you're coming to watch the show, you can just figure that out.
Yeah, anyone can come to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you were just a random Joe Schmo listener, you can expect to have a pretty epic group podcast show.
And speaking from experience, if you're thinking, oh, I can make it, I could even afford the flight, but I can't afford a place to stay.
Just get there.
No, couchsurfing.org is the shiznit.
There you go.
People get so excited to do something awesome for strangers. That shit is all free.
Yeah, check that side out.
Come to your aid.
But I was gonna say, if you show up, I'm sure you know there's hotels. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So don't let that be the reason.
I mean, I'm willing to help people figure out where to stay and stuff.
Exactly. You're heading this whole thing up. So I'm just saying, don't let that be the deciding factor of why you're not going. Yeah. Is because, well, I didn't have a place to stay. Like, go. You're not gonna sleep on the streets. Trust. Okay.
You don't get all these podcasts together and not show up.
That's, I know. When does this happen? This is the
never
history in the making.
This is the event that may bring about the end of the world in 2012. You don't know.
We have four of the best podcasts, maybe five, coming together.
Yeah. This is going to be epic. And some, oh man, I'm excited. So, all right. Well, anything else? Congratulations on the $20. You've earned it.
Oh, thanks.
Which is funny because it'll take most
of $20. It'll be my payment for being a travel agent.
Yeah, I know, right? You're the best, by the way. That shirt doesn't lie. That's right. Best human, you.
It might cost him 20 in gas to come pick up the check, though.
I know, right? $20 in gas just to come get us at the airport. It's fine. All right. Well, anything else, Red Fox?
No, that's all.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. And, yeah, I'll talk to you after the show, and we'll get the tickets set up. And, yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Later. Red Fox, everyone, sportgross.com, winner of my $20. You guys all voted, and there you go. So, let's talk about, how are you, first of all? You look.
Oh, man, I'm high on life.
You
it's
look
good.
Like I am when I'm high on not life, but on, like, some sort of stimulant, like Ritalin or an Adderall. Like,
surely someone in the audience can have empathy. Like, okay, so I work 2 days a week, but it's like 35 hours squeezed into 2 days. I don't mind that. Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you. Don't touch that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
yeah, so it takes like half a week of me just like hibernating to catch up. And I
Wait,
just look like
work,
I just went through a marathon.
You work 2 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
But between those two
it's
days.
It's like usually like a 17 and a 14.
Hour shift?
Yeah.
Do you live where you work? What do you?
I feel like that. Like the end of a shift, you forget. You could like walk in your car. You're like, oh yeah, I have
is
a whole life
any,
outside this place. That's
is there
crazy.
Any rest in between that shift? Like, do you get
kind
lunch breaks?
And... No. Well, you're the only staff there, so there's no
oh,
break.
Gotcha.
But I mean,
okay.
There's never usually shit going down. It's just kind of.
And if anyone doesn't know, you've mentioned it before, but go ahead and tell.
I work at a group home.
Right. Okay.
For the mentally interesting.
Right. For the mentally interesting?
Yeah. It's kinda, yeah, I got to stay PC about that stuff.
Absolutely.
Know? So, yeah.
You never know what these guys are capable of. They might figure out how to get on the internet and
true.
See your name and search for it somewhere or something. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah.
Do they have Android devices or what are they, what do the mentally interesting use? They're iPhone users,
they
right?
They still have landlines.
Oh, really?
They haven't caught up all the way.
Copper?
Yeah.
The wireless signal scares them. If it's not plugged in, they totally freak
CIA,
out.
It's all the CIA, damn it.
Yeah, right. Aluminum hats.
Yeah.
So that's so you drive there on, let's say, a Tuesday.
Okay.
And you get there what time?
Well, it's a Saturday and Sunday. It's always the weekend.
Oh, okay. So you get there Saturday at what time?
Oh, well, it's different every week. And let me tell you.
Okay, give me a fucking Robbie. Focus. Give me a hypothetical. All right. Let's say you
so
get
you could
there
do, like,
Saturday. What time are
like
you getting 8
a.m. till like 10 or midnight, 10 p.m. or midnight.
Sunday
then,
night.
Yeah. And then
okay,
maybe like.
So you do sleep there then?
Kind of. You power nap, but like.
Are you're awake 24/7 though, like monitoring shit?
Yeah, well, yeah, if shit goes down, you're left holding the bag, so you can't just be, like, blacking out.
The bag or the bat?
Yeah. Right. Don't get into shit, I'm taking it out, I'm on break.
For sure. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, isn't that against the rules of working?
Probably.
Like, I don't know.
We're
going to
sweep that under the rug, though.
I hear, like, you have to, you're not allowed, I think is what it is, you're not allowed to work more than a certain amount of hours in at once without going home, I thought is what the law was. But I don't know, I could
it
be
was,
incorrect.
The funniest part of that, though, is when I was being interviewed for the job, you know, I'm talking to my soon-to-be boss.
Did they tell you
and
that?
She's
like
you,
okay.
you can rest, just be responsive if they need you, but I'm still like, I haven't even had the job yet. And she, you know, she's essentially saying, you can sleep on the job. It's
how
okay.
do you know if they need
like,
you?
I love this.
Do they
oh,
come and
know.
Tug on your pants? Leg or
well it you know it depends on the circumstance but that is really jarring to wake up and someone just standing over you staring
like
down at
drool
you
drool dripping on your forehead like what is that
dreaming.
Ah!
I was,
That's not a waterfall at all.
I need my dipo change. God damn it.
Yeah. Reasons to be happy, number 437. You get to leave. Like, yeah. Some people, I mean, that's the thing. Like, unless you have pass, most of these clients are stuck there, you know?
Oh,
they're
I see.
Not safe other places. That's why they're there. So.
Like, lifers?
A lot of them.
Or until they're rehabilitated.
It's a mixed bag, which actually was also against the rules. And so we had, no,
while we're at it,
we had state inspectors come in and was like, no, this is not legit. You can't have group home mixed in with temporary crisis. And they're like, oh, we'll get right on that.
Do you know what but happens when you have group home mixed with temporary crisis? All of a sudden,
stories
everyone
happen.
Is having a crisis. And guess what? It's not temporary anymore.
Yeah.
These are having infinitely forever crises because of this mixture. That's why you don't let the crazies have access to telephones, because you don't want the crazy getting out and infecting.
And it's weird too,
the lazy.
A lot of
you
these
have the crazy, you have the lazy.
We have clients that are, you know, they're lonely and bored, and that's a dangerous combination. So we have these,
lonely and bored.
So they have these prank 911 calls, and you have to sit them down and be like, you know, that's a felony.
Wait,
right?
What? They prank?
Well, they, you know, they think they need something, and instead of just talking to the staff, which is me, they'll just call 911, which is not legitimately.
Where do
the right
they have access? Access to this phone.
Well, they have, you
this
know,
telephony system here. What are we?
It's weird because, like, where I work
is it
sort
a
of like
home?
A halfway home.
Is it a call
well.
Center also?
No. Call center? No.
Yeah, could you turn that into a call center and give them something to do while making a little...
Sitting on a gold mine, man.
Right? Mentally interesting call centers?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Trademark. That's ours. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Gotta be quicker than that.
Yeah. We went there.
Could you imagine what kind? Okay, let's say in our hypothetical, mentally interesting group home slash crisis center slash call center. What? Who would we work for? Who would be our top client? Would it be Dell?
Oh man, I
would
don't
it
know.
Be, or would it be like an escort service?
All of a sudden, we're like bidding for the highest bidder.
Would it be a suicide hotline?
Oh, crisis hotline. And they're just like, I feel you, man.
If you talk
you think
to
your
the-
life is bad, you don't have voices and walls telling you to eat your soul.
This Robbie guy, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could you... I wonder, like, if I was wanting to kill myself and I called the mentally interesting suicide hotline at 406-204-4687.
It'd be too volatile. Sometimes you catch the client on the bad day and they're just like, you should do it. It's okay.
Would they know enough to do that? Like, how mentally interesting are we talking?
Their level of functionality
varies.
Can we
tie our shoes?
It varies. Yes, generally. Generally, yes. But you just have different diagnoses mixed together, you know? They don't have,
okay,
like, OCD camp, and then, like...
So they're not all
schizo
just...
Schizo wing. It's all one
okay,
house. It's like
gotcha.
A happy house.
It's not all just a lack of, like, intelligence. There's some
no,
actual,
No, you
like,
have some lower functioning,
stability.
Too.
Okay, I gotcha.
But they're mixing in with people that...
Bad manners says, suicide hotline, please hold.
Yeah.
Da-da-da.
If it's an emergency, call back again later.
If this is an emergency, call 911, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, right.
Doo-doo-doo-t. Well, that's cool, man. And how long have you been doing this?
Like 2.5 years.
Really?
And well, you know,
how many
I've had
people
higher labor well, intensive jobs? So
well, true.
It's
you're not cut
to
out for that either,
it,
huh?
Get caught up in it. But you know, if it's low labor intensive, you start having that existential crisis where you're like, "What the hell am I doing with my life?"
Right, because you get
I'm
too much time to think about
yeah.
it. I do that when I'm driving. I just start thinking. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
And you have really? Occasional clients that hear voices and walls, and you're in the office hearing them muffling, responding to the voices and walls. But what you're hearing is voices and walls.
Is there any way that you could be our satellite on-location reporter and you could, like, interview some of these people
oh, well,
and we could
thing,
feed
though,
it in here?
Due to HIPAA laws, I even have to watch what I say about the situation.
True, okay.
Like, they're censored.
Listeners, don't be a dick now.
Yeah, say keep me employed. Just
yeah.
let this conversation be.
That's right. You guys just enjoy this for what it is. But seriously, like,
but
that
no,
would be awesome.
Their identities are censored. But I will say this, though.
We could get a muffler so they all sounded like this.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, good thing that my face is in black right now. Like, if you look on the camera, good thing you can't see me. Yeah, you know, and you'll have occasional clients that just, you know, normal day Joe and just too many traumas, too many bad things, you know, domino in their life. And here they are for, like, suicidal depression. And
yeah.
so seriously, out there, like, keep yourselves happy, dude. If life's keeping you down, do nice things for yourself so
regardless
that you don't snap like a twig.
Yeah.
Because that's no bueno.
Are a lot of those people violent? Is it like they did
generally
crimes?
Not. Like, if there's exhibited violence, they go to more lockdown place.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this is for the more...
Yeah, this is
so
like
this
a place
this is basically
in
your last step before freedom? Complete
yeah.
freedom? This is...
But, you know, sometimes you'll have homeless people that, you know, it's cold out there and...
True.
So... You know,
they
have...
They start talking to themselves and
yeah,
get a nice crazy case built up and...
It's... Yeah.
All right.
But...
I think I have a little crazy in me and you...
Well, everyone
like,
does.
Like, Dana's been living here, you guys know. Danny's been living here for a little bit and you guys know that sometimes I... Not really sleepwalk. Well, I guess you call it sleepwalk, but, like, I'll go and eat stuff and if Dana... Knows. If Danny's not here to, like, you know, wake me up, I'll just eat random shit. I almost died last night. I want you to see this in camera one. Can you see that there?
For those who can't, it's a mixed bag of mixed
it's a
nuts.
Bag of Gardettos, but I want you to note what has happened to the bag.
It looks like he ate the bag.
Okay, not quite. Examine that. Look really close at it and tell me what those lines look like.
Oh God. Okay, it looks like you sat on it 9 times, and there's puncture, at closer examination, there's puncture holes like you were trying to turn it into a bong.
That was...
which, and failed miserably.
I don't know, maybe that's what it
trying
was.
Trying to smoke your
okay,
nacho chips.
I woke up, and that was in the microwave, sparking and almost catching on fire.
Awesome. Yeah.
Like, I heard it, and that's what woke me up, and I fucking saw, like, these sparks, and it was going... Psh, psh, and I fucking hit the button. It was like, dude,
yeah.
I fucking somehow got out of bed, grabbed those, and like started eating them and then put them in the microwave for some reason. And I have no idea why.
It would have been a cool story, though, had you caught on fire. It would have gotten you laid if you were single, like, you know.
Like, completely melting.
I did this
you
myself
can see
by accident.
All these lines is where the electricity was arcing in the bag.
Nice.
Apparently, these are foil bags and should not be microwaved.
Don't
it
try
was so anymore. Weird, though. I, like, just, I randomly just woke up and did that. And, like, woke up just, like, there. And, like, I'd gone to bed and everything. Like, I wasn't up partying or anything like that. Like, I did a bunch of writing, and then I fucking brushed my teeth and smoked and went to bed.
I've taken calls from my job, like, asking me to come in completely asleep.
Then Macchiato says,
you never show up.
You gonna finish that? I don't know.
Were they semi-burned, or are they still extra crispy and flavorful?
I'm kind of scared to eat it, because I don't know what kind of, like, carcinogen has been released into this.
It'd be worth the Alzheimer's.
It kind of smells, you think?
They're that tasty. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Is that good radio? Can you guys hear that?
Taste the crunchy cancer.
You know what? That's really disgusting.
As he goes and throws up a little bit. I don't think they can hear you dying over there. Yeah, there we go.
Did that pick up? Okay, no, I'm not going to finish that, is the answer.
Hey, if you're not going to eat that, just...
Hey, help a brother out. Okay, let's talk about something kind of serious. You know how the whole thing in Japan has been going down, and radiation, everyone's freaked, right?
Right.
Okay, the new thing, and a couple people on my route today told me about this and did this because they were scared. Now, keep in mind, we live in Kalispell, Montana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded, first of all, by the Rockies. We're surrounded in this valley by our little mountain ranges here.
Okay.
We're in the probably last place that radiation fallout would come.
Right.
And people are saying, oh, well, the jet streams, and well, the jet streams are carrying something that has been decaying since it was released, probably before that. It's not getting past, like, outer Japan, honestly. Like, it decays before. But anyway, they have this thing called potassium iodide, and everywhere is sold out of it now. Now, what potassium iodide does, if you have radiation poisoning, is it somehow absorbs some of that and flushes it out of your system.
Okay.
If you take this stuff and you don't have radiation poisoning, it attacks your thyroid.
Oh, God.
And it makes you really sick if you continue to take it. If you stop taking it, eventually you'll be fine. But all these people have been listening to InfoWars. And apparently, I don't know, I don't listen to that garbage, but apparently somebody said something and it made all these people, like, freak, go out and buy it, and then not wait, but then actually start taking it. A gentleman I delivered to today said he, and he's, like, into, you know, this stuff really a lot, and he said, I took these pills because Alex Jones said we were all going to get cancer from this radiation or something. And he said, after a few days of taking it, my whole neck got really stiff. I'm like, oh, you know what that was? Oh, my, wow. He's like, oh, stop taking it. But
side effects may include.
Yeah, right? Death. Dying, death, getting made fun of. But there was never, Arizona was the first place I heard that sold out of these. And there was never any real danger. But because of how the media, they don't say there's no danger, but they say, you know, more on the side of, you know, it's for the story, right? The sensationalist. Right, right, right. No one wants to hear about how that radiation is not the kind that's going to travel thousands and thousands of miles before it decays, like, you know, gamma ray bursts or something like that. And it, Bad Manner says, OMG, blessed are the stupid, they feed the earthworms.
Well, it's kind of like how Hurricane, like just before I moved up here, Hurricane Rita hit the coast of Texas, and there was such a mass exodus of Houstonians trying to get out of Houston before the storm hit. The storm barely touched Houston, but the only people that died got heat strokes stuck in traffic trying to get away from the storm that never really hit them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Same thing.
So, and I just real quick, just to kind of finish this, I did a quick search just for potassium iodide scam. Mm-hmm. And here's the first thing I just found. Pops up. Scam artists use nuclear scare to drive potassium iodide sales. So it's everywhere. But like, people, you could have taken a minute. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's an OCD that I don't take pills unless I look them up first. Or have
well,
the bottle
that they
came from.
It's good to know what random drugs will affect you.
Right. So you, you're taking, and I mean, it's not a prescription or anything, but still, like, you wouldn't do a quick Google before you ate that, and yeah, now I'm your sure. neck is, like, this big, and you can't move, and
people follow the I'm sure I'll just be fine principle of living.
Is that?
They wouldn't provide it to me if I was not going to be fine from it.
Really?
Surely not.
Surely.
Not like people want to make money.
So it says in this, this is a press release from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the Center for Disease Control. They released this Monday. They warn consumers to be wary of scare tactics used to sell these kits. And that's what happened when like the hurricane came out and stuff like that, and people were setting up fake websites like, donate $5 through your phone to a hurricane, and like, no one was getting that money. These fools were like, really? You gave it to us? Wow.
It's paying rent,
you didn't look to see if we were really a company? Like, no one checks. So it's they say potassium iodide can protect the thyroid from radioactive iodine, but not from other radioactive elements. Further, the drug protects only the thyroid, not other parts of the body, from radioactive iodide. It cannot reverse damage already done to the thyroid. The FDA says no one in the United States needs to take potassium iodide as a result of the ongoing crisis in Japan. Okay, does anyone in the United States that listens to InfoWars know where Japan is on a map?
The Pacific?
They know Pearl Harbor was a fucking conspiracy, was an inside job, right? Yeah. I think we had my grandfather set that straight. I don't know. But, like, you don't vet this. Like, who is he? Like, look at some of the shit he says. Oh, okay, I'll put into my body exactly what you say, Alex. Sure. You know best, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to those shows?
Which shows?
Like, Info, I don't know what the show is called, but the guy's name is Alex Jones. He does those, like, I don't know, I've seen a bunch of stickers around town and stuff about the 9/11 was an inside job thing, and they're those just the conspiracy theorists. He's like one of their people, basically.
I love that there's no doubt in their mind, though. Like, part of the conspiracy is that everyone else is sheep to even doubt that what we're saying is not the case.
Right. Like, we could set it up. It's all about how you present it and what looks like. Like, we could totally block this off and only show you, like, this super tech-looking, like, green room. It's like you're in your mother's basement, but no one knows that. And people are doing exactly what you're saying, and that's kind of scary.
It's awesome.
he releases these documentaries. And I don't even know if he's the one that makes them. Maybe he makes some of them, but and people watch him. And it's, you know, really super one-sided. And that's, you know, here's exactly. It's like an ad almost for this sort of idea. And
it's almost like diabolical. Like, I will make the masses my minions. Do my bidding.
Burger says Matt got more radiation from that chip he ate than he would exposed to the Japan thing. Yeah. I probably did. I need to go, but fuck! You motherfuckers bought it all, and now I can't have any. I need it now. I'm gonna get cancer and die. And you guys bought it all. Can I have one of those? No. We need them. How does... They don't even understand, like, how radiation works, and that it has to be really super strong to knock a molecule off before it can even cause a mutated cell to cause cancer in the first place.
It'll be cool, like, though, if it starts a mass exodus of people out of California, you know, like all of a sudden it's like a ghost town and the entire
because
Western
of the
seaboard.
Radiation because oh, totally. They're on the coast
totally.
Oh, like, everyone in Oregon is like, what are you doing? So is that house for sale, or can I just kind
of
have it? Is
lots
it like
of squatting going on?
First come, first serve yeah. kind of thing. All right, that's cool. Yeah, bad manner says the mob mentality. But why is the mob always on the side of something completely ignorant and stupid? Like, does the mob mentality have no mental capability of its collective own? Like, we have a mob here, and you guys are smart. If I said go eat dog shit because it'll save you from radiation, you would maybe look that up first, right? Or would you guys, if I said dog shit would cure radiation poisoning, would you go and eat dog
shit? If we promised the shit was sterile.
Right. You know, would you eat it?
Wouldn't even be side effects.
Right. Except if I told you that the best way to eat it is right out of the dog's asshole, would you do that?
Yeah.
If you had cancer, would you do that?
Well, it depends how bad your cancer is. You know, there's a point at which you might try.
Hey, all cancer options. Is bad cancer, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
So, well, and here now we have some Japanese guys. You know what I hate?
What?
Japanese man crying. And I need you. I'm not even making this up.
Laughing, or is that
what?
Because you can't tell that whether or not they're laughing.
No, because it's just the saddest thing in the world. Like, just the face they make. Like, look at this. It is so just terrible. This is the moment that this gentleman said that he's the nuclear plant chief, Wet, right as he admitted that radiation leak is serious enough to kill people. In Japan! Don't all go and run out and eat dog shit now. Is it more profitable to say, but it might come here, so you better be careful, or to say there's no fucking way that you're gonna get hurt from it, so just shut the fuck up?
If you sell hazmat suits,
true.
So you gotta sell that. You gotta pitch it.
Does Alex Jones have like a stock in potassium iodide?
He's got it.
Manufacture?
And why though? Like, if you're sitting on a bunch of
someone
money.
Someone needs to write a documentary about this guy.
Gold,
he's the conspiracy. Shit. He's the one riding the pale horse. You guys don't even know that because you're shoveling.
It's like his weird,
shit.
Funky uncle, like, died, but he, like, bestowed all this potassium iodide. He's like, the hell am I going to do with all this
shit? He's like, how do I get rid of this?
Yeah. Wait. Eureka.
Japan. Perfect. No, they'll never buy that. Japan is so far.
Wait. But people buy bottled water, so maybe.
Do people even know where Japan is? I'm betting not.
It's almost.
He went out and conducted a survey of 100 people, and, like, five of them could tell him. He's like, there it is.
Well, he just pitched it with the words of like, hey, are you getting your proper dosage of potassium iodide? Are you getting that new med? You're not.
I bet. Man, what are the symptoms? Oh, tired, you know, kind of down, just.
But trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because you won't get radiation.
You get hungry sometimes, breathing, blinking. If you find yourself blinking, that's a symptom.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm always tired, and I blink.
Yeah.
Am I? Shit.
Good thing you came along.
I better go eat some dog poo.
Yeah.
Fuck. The boss of the company behind the devastated Japanese nuclear reactor today broke down in tears and his country finally acknowledged the radiation spewing from the overheating reactors and fuel rods was enough to kill some citizens, not citizens of the United States. Are we clear? And going back to my question, Bad Manners has a good point. He says it's because, asking, you know, why it's a big deal and odd that they're, you don't see them cry. He says it's because they're usually so stoic. Seeing them break down is rough. It's fucking rough. So Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency admitted that the disaster was a level 5, which classified as a crisis, causing several radiation deaths by the UN International Atomic Energy. Officials said the rating was raised after they realized the full extent of the radiation leaking from the plant. Could you imagine if you actually had a plant just, like, spewing all this radiation and you couldn't, like, get enough cold water in there to settle the plant's homeostasis? So it,
they say that they tried to get seawater to nullify the heat, right, and it made so much steam, it made it hotter. It's like, oh, you think we should have seen that coming.
Yeah, and so I've been kind of pushing the whole we should use these lifter thorium reactors and stuff. And everyone that I've mentioned about it has looked at it, and everyone's big question is, like, why haven't we used these? Because the technology was back around then. And finally, we got an answer. And it's because when we use normal reactors, like what we're using now, some of that, the waste that's made is what we can use for weapons.
Oh.
The thorium reactor doesn't make any waste like that. So back then, they were like, well, let's go with this one so that we can weaponize shit. Brouhaha. Yeah, Red Fox in the chat, he's the one that mentioned that. How did you find out? That was cool that you actually figured that out. But isn't that interesting? Like, we're all pretty much fucked now because we didn't choose the better technology 50, 100 years ago, whenever it was, because we wanted the one that we could make weapons.
There's locals that are actually, like, trying to, like, the Japanese, there's, like, a crew and, like, an emergency response
China's
team.
China's trying to build some of these thorium reactors.
And they're, like, right,
they're
near the nuclear reactors. They're trying to nullify it, and they're, like, getting such serious sickness that they, like, essentially know they're going to die, like it's a kamikaze mission.
Props they should have went with the better ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I read, too, that China's going to start using some of those. And when we see that, like, okay, they're not producing any, like, crazy nasty waste or any waste that we can turn into weapons, and they're selling their energy at, like, a dollar a watt or a kilowatt or whatever, like, wow, why weren't we doing that when we had this? Oh, because it doesn't make weapons. Well, shit. It sucks. So, yeah, they're basically... Everyone there. Then I think I saw someone in the chat mention, oh yeah, Bad Manners. He says $10 says the electric company boss guy commits Harry Carey.
Nice.
He probably did right after this. Right after the interview. We racket discipline.
Yeah. Hey! You must have honor.
Honor! You die with honor! You rack honor! You radiation poisoning! You poison our people!
You're
Oh, so, well, good luck, guys. I hope you get that fixed before it all blows over here. Ha ha ha. Just kidding, it won't.
Anyway.
So, this is pretty awesome. Every now and then we have an amazing story about how some dumb celebrity has a cell phone that just gets fucking pwned. Pwned with a capital P.
Let's hear it.
Just fucking hacked to shit. I think the last real major one was Paris Hilton's phone quite a while ago. And everyone's number is instantly online, and instantly everyone that was in that phone has to change their fucking number because people are like, nice. I'm going to call. So this one, here we go. Not just one either. There are lots of red faces in Hollywood. Oh. After a ring of hackers stole naked images of at least 50 female celebs from their cell phones and computers. 50!
Nice.
50! The victims are said to include A-listers, such as Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that?
It's the one, the only. She was in The Island. She was the lead role with that.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was a cool movie. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Jessica Alba.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everyone wins.
Okay. Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
Okay. Miley Cyrus.
The thing is these hackers.
Wait, there's more.
Okay.
Pre-16 or.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How old is this? No, that was all they listed.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is those hackers, you have to know they looked at this at the high marking point in their life. Like, it's all downhill from here. Like, what else can you do with your life?
You're the guy
that.
That was you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sex offender now, because apparently those pics of Miley, yeah, she was not 18. Sorry, guys.
It was probably still worth it in his head, though. Like,
so,
I can't see him getting in trouble once he's in prison. Like, he wouldn't get raped because people would have such respect for what he did. Maybe.
Can you guys find those pictures? Here's the.
Yeah,
I'll give you the link
like
to the story. If by the end of the show, if one of you guys... I will donate $10 to whoever can
I'll
find
match that.
Those pictures.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's the best $10 well spent
right?
in my life.
You got five on that?
Yeah,
we'll do
I got
it.
Five on
there,
that.
There it is. There's the article. So if you can find those, that'd be awesome. Generally, Us Magazine news editor Natalie Thomasel, she says the community is worried and scared and fearful.
Awesome.
What? You mean we can't put naked pictures of ourselves on our phones? How are we going to send them to guys to get them to fuck us?
How else can we live life without those pictures on my phone?
You know what? I don't want to live in that world. And then they all kill themselves.
So you think, like, way back in the day, messenger
we have
carrier
chairs,
pigeons were carrying sketches?
We have chairs in their skin, all of them.
Yeah.
Way better than Danny's chair. Fuck yeah. So what? Sorry.
I'll just say, you think back in the day, they, like, sent naked pictures via messenger carrier pigeons? Like, just artist
like,
sketches of you naked?
Someone had to draw them and paint them and then, like, let it dry and fucking... Oh, man.
You shoot down the pigeon and you find an action picture of
the
green.
The hackers were out there like,
oh,
there it
God.
Is.
Yeah. This is going to make me rich, damn it.
Oh, wow. According to TMZ, former High School Musical star Vanessa Hudgens met with the FBI Thursday to discuss nude photos stolen from her email account. And it's not the first time her privacy has been violated. If you know what I mean... pictures were posted online. She said this happened years ago. Years ago, back in 07.
She has to be asking, how did I not see this coming, though?
She says where the photos were released, and she went through public spectacle and embarrassment, and now it's happening again. You didn't learn? Like, anything you have on any of your computers could potentially be found, and... That's why I only have naked pictures of other people, none of my own.
You think ex-A-listers, they're hitting the lower point in their career?
Do you think they just put them out there?
Yeah, no, they call up the tabloids, like, I got what you need for the right price.
Yeah, actually, we needed that, like, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We actually do not need that now, sorry, but thanks.
If you weren't so saggy.
is that a wide-angle? How'd you do that? Timer? Photos of Miley Cyrus in compromising positions were stolen and shared on the web back in 08, and while the FBI won't reveal the depth of its investigation, the probe allegedly includes singing sensations Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato.
I like that they chose the word positions in that word.
Right. Yes, thank you, CBS News.
Yeah.
Very tasteful. the images show private moments exposed in a very public way, Hughes points out. No one wants to know who might be next or where this will end. I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I think everyone wants to kind of know.
That article lied.
Yeah. Quote, it's really not very hard at all yet, but when we find those pictures.
We will be.
It's going to be. Yeah, they're not using good passwords. Duh. This is
Miley123.
Oh, yeah, and that's what Paris's was. It was like her dog's name or some shit. And duh. You're pretty much handing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't say this news article had links to the pics. If it did, I would have posted them. I'm just saying if you guys from this article can figure out where they might be.
By the way, for those people who were on the Who Wants to Be Paris Hilton's Friend show, who like were so disheartened and heartbroken
show?
That yeah,
wow.
And when they,
see what
they didn't
I'm
make
sheltered
it,
from, I have no television.
Oh, yeah, it's
good.
You watch that and you feel so
good
much better
me.
About yourself that those people are real.
That's what
that actually
all those,
cry that they're not the friends. Of
that's the base foundation of all reality TV shows is the one phrase. I'm glad that's not me.
Yeah,
that's what it's all built on.
We need that though.
Yeah.
A little elitism in your life.
Kind of
you know?
Put it into perspective.
Yeah. Perspective is good. It's good to have.
Check the anonymous boards. I wonder if they maybe have them posted. Let's see. So what yeah, else? Their passwords are just not good. They say it's not, it's really not very hard at all for someone to hack into a cell phone or computer because a lot of people are not using security measures they need to. They're not using good passwords. They don't have the good antivirus software and firewalls in place, and they have their Bluetooth port open on the cell phone, just wide open. Just is that your phone? Oh,
yeah,
that's my phone now. Thanks.
Yoink.
Is it still in your pocket? Because I have it now on my phone. That's your phone. Do you see that? Is that, does that look like your phone on my phone there? Because that's what that
are
is.
Those?
Is that a, is that an iPhone or is that my
are
phone?
Are those naked pictures of you in your pocket or are you is just that, happy to see me?
In my pocket? On my phone?
Our pockets, yeah.
Your iPhone on my phone? Thanks. It's, and they, you put it out there, right? If you, is there any sympathy for these people at all? Like,
no. Oh.
You have naked pictures on it, and then on top of that, you don't go to the point of actually making sure that they're
secure.
Well,
it's like them giving their popularity career a CPR, give it a little electric boost.
You think their phone is actually sending messages to anyone's phone that will receive them?
Yeah.
Is that a naked pic? What the fuck?
Yeah. This is awesome.
That
best virus that my phone ever had.
Let's see. Aftab said the hackers prey in particular on these celebrities everybody wants to see naked pictures of. The younger they are, the more popular they are, if you know what I mean. The more those pictures can be sold for.
When
they
grow
just
up.
High stake rewards.
When I grow up, I'm going to find a way to get a chance to see Scarlett Johansson naked.
Right.
It's my purpose in life.
How so much money could the thieves get for these images?
Quite a bit.
Is that why? Because they're selling them. That's why we can't find them.
And fucking retiring.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably, this guy says. But what they don't realize is when the kids are under the age of 18, that's child porno. And if the kids are naked in a certain way, they can be charged with very serious crimes and end up the RSO.
But they don't care because they got their six figures and bounced.
Peace.
There's no RSO in Morocco.
That's true. There isn't. Or Thailand.
Or Thailand.
Or Thailand. Aftab represents a number of A-list celebrities. She says her clients are all pretty much just a bunch of fucking idiots. They don't have that type of material on their cell phones or computers. They keep them off, she said. Do they?
No.
Do they get them off or do they just keep them off?
I love that that's a career choice, though. Like, is the people, you go out to celebrities like, I'm going to save you from embarrassment.
Yeah, and Berger's probably right. He says, it's like the Paris sex tape. It sounds hot, but disappointing when you see it.
Yeah.
I have such a huge gallery of celebrity fakes.
Nice.
I should put those up. Is that something you guys would be interested in on the jam hole?
Do you think that gets the stunt doubles laid? Like, yeah, I'm for double.
When I used to run MindOrgy.net, we had a bunch of people like just make fakes for the site, and we would have this huge gallery, and I still have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them are good. Some of them are awful, but some of them, like, you're like, wow, is that her? There's one of Laura Prepon that's just like, I still jerk off to it to this day. It's my special place.
It's real for you.
You know who that is, right? The chick from That 70s Show? Redhead?
Yeah, the redhead.
Yeah.
Laura not Mila Kunis,
so hot. No,
but the other one.
I think there's some of her, too.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. If you guys want them, I'll put them up. I have a bunch of them. They're just kind of sitting on my hard drive.
You think there are any freaks out there that want, like, Meg's body with Mila Kunis' head on it? Like, I need a freak in my head to get
like,
off.
Cartoonized, or...
Either
or.
You know that someone out there has Meg's body. Like, she just needs a pink cap and a shirt.
Oh, like an IRL Meg's body? Like the equivalent of? Or like an actual drawing with a real head on it?
Either would be creepy, I think.
Either. Bad Manner says, I am so in lust with Laura Prepon. Dude, right? Berger says, Matt, you can send me any redhead pics. Well, I wasn't going to send them. I'll just post them on the site if you guys... But. I don't know. Can we put those on Picasso? Probably not, huh? We'll have to code up Gallery for them. That's what they used to be on. We had them hosted.
Okay.
Fucking boom. Like, there's hundreds of them, dude. I'll show you after the show. There's a bunch.
Got the time.
Fucking A.
For that, anyways.
I got to tell you what. And then Aftab kind of just bitches about our kids.
Oh, yeah. What would someone think of the children?
You guys better be careful. That argument almost got medical marijuana repealed here. So never underestimate what a bunch of idiots complaining that their kids are at risk.
Yeah. The one-liner
can
that
accomplish
throughout history.
It's
damn it, I wasn't thinking about the kid children. Fuck.
Shit, fuck.
Good thing you brought that to my attention.
Wow, yep, ban it. All of it. Sorry, guys.
Anyways, what else is in the news?
There's a link. Are you in the chat there?
Yeah.
Someone just posted a link of a real-life Meg.
Oh, snap.
Thanks, thanks, Bad Manners. Sweet. Show's over. Hold on.
You got Lou?
Oh, weird. That's so fucked. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's totally her. I like to think that Meg wasn't that dumpy, but sure. she absolutely is that dumpy.
Yeah.
Nice, Bad Manners. Good find. Yeah, so there you go. Celebrities, whatever. Bunch of fucking idiots anyway, so who cares? Do you want to... I have this kind of... It's like an old story. Have you ever heard the cosmonaut that crashed into Earth crying in rage story?
No.
No? Do you want to... Do you guys want to hear this? This is... It's really... it's kind of long.
You can't go
so.
That far and be like, can you give us a Reader's Digest?
Basically, yeah, here. There's this cosmonaut up in space circling the globe.
Okay.
Convinced he'll never make it to Earth. He's on the phone with Alexei Kosygin, then a high official of the Soviet Union, who is crying because he too thinks the cosmonaut will die. The space vehicle is shoddily constructed, running dangerously low on fuel. Its parachutes, though no one knows this, won't work, and the cosmonaut, Vladimir Komarov, is about to literally crash full speed into Earth, his body turning molten on impact. As he heads to his doom, U.S. listening posts in Turkey hear him crying in rage, cursing the people who had put him inside a botched spaceship. And apparently the audio is out.
He's like smacking it with a hammer. This is how you figure us in space station.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what he sounds like. I want to see if we can play this audio.
Let's hear it.
All right.
This is a Russian about
Russian, to die. Russian cosmonaut crashing into space, crashing into the Earth.
Did he survive, speed. Though? This is actually him about to die. It's actually him screaming, by the way.
Is it bleeped?
He's screaming like a little robot girl.
Oh.
This guy didn't realize his ships had made in Mexico.
If your radio works as good as your fucking spaceship, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That audio's terrible. But apparently what it says is... Let me see. Maybe. Some translators hear him say, heat is rising in the capsule. He also uses the word killed, presumably to describe what the engineers have done to him. So...
So did he actually survive? Like, did he die?
Yeah, he died. Here's actually, if you look at that link in the chat, at the top is a picture of him.
So it's kind of fucked up. We like just heard the last words of someone before he died, and we're just like, do you hear how pissed he is? Like,
I know, right?
Good thing he's here to entertain us right now.
I know.
It's fucked up.
Hey, thanks for cleaning up your audio, you fucking assholes. Jeez, now I feel like an asshole. Thanks, Robbie.
Yeah, you should.
this is this extraordinary intimate account of the 1967 death of a Russian cosmonaut appears in a new book, Starman, by Jamie Doran and Piers Bizany. It'll be out next month, I guess. But they base this narrative principally on revelations from a KGB officer and previous reporting by, it's a bunch of Russian names. You guys aren't even going to understand if I say it, so I'm just not going to say it. Yeah. So these guys got together and they were like, we're going to launch this capsule into space. And somehow through this story, that dude ended up in it. And that's the audio of him getting cooked.
You know, it's weird is like Apollo 13 happens and the entire world bands together in prayer to save them from doom.
Right.
And here's a cosmonaut. We're like, oh, fuck that guy.
There's some random fucking schmo.
Don't even know
he's
that
probably
happened.
Drunk on vodka. That's why. Yeah. That's probably why it crashed. Shouldn't be drunk driving a spaceship, bro.
Note to self. Should have seen that shit coming.
Wait until... I was going to save that for the moon. So, but yeah, I'll put a link to it in the show notes because it's a really interesting story. I just want to kind of bring that up, and then it goes into like the Americans that died in the whole space race thing, and so
we would include parachute, but we don't want it getting cluttered. We need breathing room. Ship.
Do you want vodka or do you want a parachute?
You take
parachute. Probably not stop a spaceship. Vodka, yeah, you'd be glad to have.
He opens the chute and inside is the bottle, and he's like meh. It is bittersweet.
Cheers. What did they say?
It is bittersweet.
No, what do they say? Not you.
Oh.
They don't say cheers. What do they say?
Oh. I don't think they say l'chaim, but there are some Russian Jews some out there. I don't know.
Russian Jew. Oy vey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Some stereotypical thing.
Yeah, right. Very stereotypical of you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So let's talk about, so much. Okay, let's talk about this. This is kind of, just a testament to, like, the U.S. and how comfortable in our greed we've become.
It's who we are.
This
inside.
Is a study. It says it basically states that $1 million isn't what it used to be. And that 4 out of 10 American millionaires say that they don't feel rich.
Okay.
So, weird, right? Like, you're a millionaire, but you're like, I don't... Oh, and Bad Manner says, Das Vidanya. Thank you. Yeah, and we've been...
It's okay. True, though. With $1 million, you could retire, but you'd still have to watch your income. You couldn't just blow money.
Right, and do you think that's what randomly. It is the problem that they get so rich to where they do just blow money?
Because they want to...
Then what do you do? What's left after you've bought everything in the consumer world?
Well, you can't do that, though,
suicide?
With $1 million, though. And you're rubbing elbows with hundred millionaires or billionaires
True.
That have yachts, and you're just like, damn, I can't afford a yacht. I can
is
rent
that
a yacht, but I can't call it my own. And fuck that, I'm not rich, you know? And it's like, but yeah,
that's
dude,
interesting.
Your bills are paid.
Because there is a lot of things you could buy over $7 million.
Right, totally.
Like, you could drop $10 million on a house or something like that, but...
And you could overshoot, and you know, you have your $1 million, and you end up accidentally blowing $3 million, and it's the same as being a broke person that blew $2 million, $2 million in the hole, you know? So now you just owe more money than you could ever pay back.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah, double fucked.
Should not have come across $1 million. That
right.
would save
I'm
me
glad
a lot of
I'm
pain.
Not. I'm glad I'm living paycheck to paycheck right. and barely. And then, but yeah, so some 42% of. More than 1,000 millionaires surveyed by Fidelity say they did not feel wealthy. And that was, they say, indeed, many would need to have at least $7.5 million in order to feel they were truly rich. Every person in the survey is wealthy, but they're still worried about outliving their assets. The
it's
average
a random number.
Huh?
7.5 random number, you know? Like, it's not round. You think that they would just throw out
it
a
says,
round
number. It says, well, more than 4 out of 10 American millionaires say they do not feel rich. Indeed, many would need to have at least 7.5 million. Yeah, that is kind of a... Like, where does that...
yeah.
I wonder exactly what that translates 7.5. Into, like, a month or a year or whatever.
Yeah.
The average age of respondents was 56 years old, with a mean of 3.5 million of investable assets. The threshold for rich rose with age. Figures. Nice. You can't take it with you, but I can. I mean, not take it with me, but I'll use it, so what the fuck?
Well, I think that's part of the American dream is to pursue getting rich, but we don't really learn how to have fun with it once you get rich.
Right.
You know
you
mean?
Need to hire someone like me and Robbie and
spend your money for you. And
to have fun with you and show you a good time.
Yeah. A millionaire pal.
Can I hire Danny to, quote, show me a good time?
Yeah, right? Don't worry, I know some guys.
You it's could cool. hire Danny to, quote, get your dick bit off. But no, like, that would be cool. Like, I would do that.
And how Monty got his groove back.
Right, yeah, right. But you could donate $7.5 million, and on your deathbed, I will read to you.
Nice.
That's what you get.
Thinking ahead, I love my job.
Right.
So I'm in the money.
In the money.
You know what's weird, too, is, like, let's say
you
all your friends.
Do you make $7.5 million?
No.
Wah,
wah. But
we're
do you
not
think
rich.
Like your friends all start to want to use you once you're a millionaire, but then you run out of money and
do you
they still
think
you're rich. And you're like, I'm sorry, I can't take us to Morocco. I'm broke. And you're like, yeah, you're broke. Come on. I just need like a grand.
And then
ten
to,
grand.
To
on,
the
ten
other
grand.
Extreme when you ask them for money
yeah,
and they're like,
but you're a millionaire,
what?
Asshole.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was a millionaire. It's different.
I spent all my money on you fuckers.
Yeah. Can you get me to work? I don't have any gas money.
Are you hiring?
Yeah.
I need a job, actually. They compare themselves to their peer group. They are also, I cannot read tonight. It's this new monitor.
Yeah, it's
too
big.
For
your eyes.
It's too big. It's too rich. You know, no big deal. They they are also, they're thinking about the long period they will have in retirement, and they want more assets to fund their lifestyle. How much money do you need to sit around and fucking die? Like, what is...
Apparently quite a bit.
Apparently more than 7.5 mil. Fuck. Still, millionaires are slightly more optimistic now than they were in 2009 when 46% did not feel wealthy. What a bunch of fucking babies, right?
Yeah.
You're millionaires. Who cares? What do you... bunch of babies.
You know, like, they wake up in their king-size satin or silk bed, and they're like, this is all cool, but maybe it's not $7.5 million cool.
It could be a lot cooler.
Yeah. I can't hire my hooker around the clock. I can only get her on Sundays.
I know, and only for, like, an hour.
Yeah,
and in my old age, I can't... Have you tried coming in?
I might as well be asking for handouts here.
I might as well. So, you remember what they said about how it rises with age, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a story about a 75-year-old gentleman who kind of... He enjoys the finer things in life, and he's pled guilty to rubbing himself indecently against women's underwear in the aisle of a major department store.
Honey. I'm a millionaire. You can let me do this. Just let me finish.
Burger says you can't be banging 6-gram rocks like Charlie. That's true. I got a message today. And it said it thanked me for my completion and getting to the second round. But unfortunately, I was not chosen to move on. So,
move on from what?
Oh, to be Charlie Sheen's intern.
Oh, so close.
So, yeah. So now I'm just going to have to stalk him illegally. So,
you know, other people are like trying to get the job. Like, you can pay me in drugs, man. You don't even have to pay me in cash.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I was all trying to be fucking legit about it. I would have brought up the drugs later. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Time and place.
Anyway, rubbing, what do you think rubbing indecently against women's underwear in, do you think it's underwear on a mannequin, like on the rack, or is it like just a package of women's underwear just being rubbed up against?
You think he's pretending it's an accident? Like, oh, I keep tripping on this bag of underwear.
Oh, oops, excuse me. No, excuse me, miss. Oh, oops.
It's all thumbs today.
Athol. Hold on. Hold your tongue and say no. His name is Athol, A-T-H-O-L, Athol Studley Harwood.
What an Athol.
He pled guilty to behaving in an indecent manner and destroying property. You know what that means, right? He totally jizzed. He jizzed all over him.
I'm going to buy it. It's all right. I'm just marking
it's fine. No need to call security.
Yeah, we're cool.
I'll be purchasing these. Would you like to wear them out, sir? Yeah. Already got them. Thank you.
I'd love to see, though, if he was like, oh, you got me. Like, there's no awkward cover story I had in my head.
Nolly's Undead says, fucking the shit out of a bag of Hanes. Michael Jordan is not pleased. Absolutely not. The court was told Harwood walked through the women's clothing aisle of the Best and Less department store in Glen Orchy, touching and feeling women's underwear.
He's like looking down at the bag
and nightwear.
Ooh, wait till I get my Hanes on you.
Oh no. It is alleged the ex public servant undid his trousers and rubbed against items of clothing. So it wasn't even on a
the public service I provide.
It's just a public. I'm still working. I'm on the clock. Yeah. I'm on the clock and on these.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. It's hard. Seriously.
Yeah.
He said that the prosecution said that he saw an 8-year-old boy in the aisle of the section and moved to a different aisle. That's nice, right?
Yeah. At least courtesy jizz.
Yeah.
The kids.
Oh fuck! I didn't.
I was thinking
about
of the children,
kids.
Your Honor. Trust me.
No.
I know time. Oh. Bad time to be thinking about it.
Right. No. I mean, I wasn't.
Yeah. No.
These are clearly women's underwear.
I think about them because I care, not because they're horrible. Well, that too, but not.
Hey, I mean, I have kids.
Because.
Come on. Harwood denied seeing the boy. The court was told.
Yeah.
The incident was. He probably played it safe there, right?
Yeah.
What boy? Huh?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I was just moving on to this other part of the store. The incident was all captured on surveillance cameras, which I would love to see.
Some guy's like, "Oh no, hell no, son."
Do you think he was like looking over his shoulder?
Yeah,
and then
he's
like.
I gotta enjoy it subtly. I can't let him know I'm enjoying this shit.
Oh, man.
I'll let him stop in a minute. I'll have him
probably,
stop in a minute.
He's probably going to go to jail for that, I think.
Yeah.
All right, and this one might hit a little close to home for you here, okay? Except that it's Canadian, so I don't know. I don't know how the mentally interesting in Canada vary to the mentally interesting here.
Good question.
This is a good question. Yeah. Someone should conduct a survey.
Yeah.
Do you think that's censored,
like they'd have to keep it very vague in general for HIPAA's purposes?
Right. Just in
unless,
case.
Unless the movie documentary was successful enough that they could just pay off the lawsuits out
that's
of pocket,
true.
Then
you
good.
You have to have, I think, like Ollie G success.
You need at least $7.5 million to pull this shit up.
At least. In Calgary, cops have charged the caregiver of a mentally disabled man, mentally interesting
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Found abandoned in his own waste in a hotel. Is this just like, I've had enough? On Saturday, cleaning...
He's not cool enough to go out like a cosmonaut, you know?
Right,
you
true.
Go out in the toilet.
Stuck in the fucking room.
Yeah, right.
Locked. On Saturday, cleaning staff found the man at the hotel naked in a bathtub of his own feces, unable to communicate or care for himself. That is kind of sad,
cleaning
but...
The lady's like, this isn't as hot as a pair of Hanes underwear.
Right,
take
true.
What I can get.
But taking pictures and shit, yeah. Selling them online it's to like the Japanese. Native. They need some cheering up.
Yeah.
And you know they're into some scat.
They need some faces of death.
They need some scat, I think. Inspector Paul Stacey said the man's caregiver returned to the hotel about 8 p.m. Saturday and was charged with failing to provide the necessities of life. Those bare necessities, man. Is that a crime? Like, you have to provide me with those bare necessities.
Or
those
else.
Simple bare necessities of life.
If people were... If they cared enough.
You see, you got those
don't.
Bare necessities.
those
simple
bare necessities.
Can we perform that Sunday at the Poetry Slam?
We should.
Did you enjoy my pot poem?
Yeah. To those back home, it's good. You should go
it's
on
pretty good.
TheJamHole.com. No, YouTube.com/TheJamHole.
No, I didn't film yesterday.
Oh, you need to bring that when the judges come in, when the journalists come in.
Yeah, should I re-spit that and touch up a little bit?
And just stare the journalists down like it's meant just for them.
Just for them specifically?
Yeah, just for you, baby.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Maybe we'll spit it at the end of the show if I can find where it's at. I don't have it memorized at all, but...
It's okay. He can read without studying.
Yeah, for the most part. Nolly Zendead says, is Matt trying to make a Jungle Book joke? I think they're lagged. What was that? I was just reading, but sure. So the inspector said, yeah, the guy came back. Is that you returned to the scene of the crime, or did you just say, you're like, wait here. Okay, he's going to shit himself. I might as well just put him in the bathtub, right?
Hopefully.
Wait here, I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get a camcorder, I'll be back.
6 to 8 hours later. Okay.
He's at home watching Family Guy, like, I think there's some place I need to be. Like,
shit,
what's
yeah.
Forgetting huh. Shit.
Oh, well. Yeah. It reminds me, I don't remember what the movie is called, but the dude takes the stripper home and then ends up, like, handcuffing her to the bed and they're going to have sex, but then something happens, he has to leave, he's like, I'll be right back. And he's gone for, like, the whole day.
Spun, right?
Yeah! Holy shit,
that's
dude.
Such an awesome movie.
Fuck, I haven't seen that movie in forever. Yeah, that was awesome. Wow.
Yeah. It's like Requiem for Dream Part 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like Part B.
Part meth.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, if no one found him, we estimate he would have been on his own for 6 to 8 hours, he said, noting the caregiver told police she had only taken a short reprieve. Quote, she indicated she went swimming.
Oh, good cover story, baby.
No, I was just...
She could have said anything, you
I
know?
I was swimming? Like, miss, it's December.
Yeah, but I keep it on a schedule, man. I'm down in the minute with my life.
No, at the pool. Oh. Okay.
I don't have time to be calling 911. Who knows how long that'll take.
The man believed to be in his 30s and who functions at the level of a toddler. Well, then why wouldn't you just put a fucking diaper on him and
or
call the babysitter if you want to go swimming?
Yeah.
Are you the babysitter at that point? He's doing well considering the ordeal. At the level he operates on, it's akin to leaving a baby on their own. He can't do anything for himself. That is so weird. Like, you're an adult. Stop it. Like, stop it.
You'd be a great father, by the way.
Thank you.
If the baby wanted to really
you
learn...
You want something to cry about?
I don't need to teach my baby to swim. I'm just going to leave it in the bathtub. If it survives, it was meant to survive.
MDS says the retard was swimming, too. Oh. In poop. Yeah, in poop. That's gross.
This is terrible.
Terrid. It's not known for what group or organization the woman in her 40s worked. Is that weird that, a woman did that? Like, I can almost expect that from a guy. Like, I went to the bar or swimming. But, like, a woman, like...
You think that she has maternal instincts to save lives?
Maybe not when they look like 40-years old virgins, maybe. Oh, like, if they're cute and a baby, like, they would never do that. But when the baby is, like, you know, 45 with an erection, probably not.
Oh, not hell, son. Not on break.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's... She's just going to get in some trouble for not providing the necessities of life for this gentleman.
By the way, doesn't Jungle Book sound like a porno from the 70s? You know, like, before people shaved properly.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah, when you could grow tomatoes down there, that's the Jungle Book. But what do you got? What else you got for us?
I think I got one more, and then we'll fucking wrap it up here.
Right.
We got some stuff to do.
Because we can't end on poop.
No, what do we want to end on? Okay, here, this is good, and this is kind of sad, and do you want, this guy got a kidney.
Okay. Let's hope he's got a kidney.
Well, he gave a kidney to somebody.
Okay.
And inside that kidney, HIV.
Oh.
Can we end on that, or?
That Trump's poop, but.
Okay, or how about, we'll end on a woman who crashed her car. She's suspected of burglarizing a hotel, and then she was found to have a sizable stash of drugs and money hidden up her furry, if you will.
Up her jungle book.
Her jungle book.
That book is open often.
Her fake jungle book. after her car was towed, Miss McAlunas? Miss McAlunas was ready to leave the scene of the crash when Officer Kelly contacted Officer Bowman and asked for Miss McAlunas to be detained because she was suspected of stealing shit from the hotel.
HIV? No, she wasn't the HIV story.
Maybe. Was that your kidney, miss?
Do some guys call her mac and cheese, you think?
I think on...
That'd be awesome.
On that one, you know, when... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gross. Jesus Christ, dude. That's all I can think about now, and that's so gross. Just like Velveeta, just like squeezing it out
down the legs.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's melted cheese.
So after searching her for weapons, Officer Bowman found 3 bags of heroin in her jacket. Yeah, but as the officer drove her to the police department to charge her for the drug possession, he noticed she was fidgeting in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, a little itch. A little itch problem. Yeah.
Can
you get there already? Come on.
God,
you're a cop. You can speed. Just turn on the sirens.
Oh, man. Could you imagine what that would feel like? Like just 10 bags of cocaine and 5 bags of heroin? No, actually... When they got her there, so she's fidgety, right? They struggle. He gives her a more thorough search. She asked to speak with the sergeant and said that she actually had more than what he found. They took her to the hospital. 54 bags of heroin, 31 empty bags used to package the heroin.
Do you think those were full at one point and just broke open?
I think she was just planning. Just, I might need to split some of these up.
She has, like, just-in-case pockets within her vagina.
Right, like, up, they cut slits in just to, like, just in case.
That's a life choice for this woman.
8.5 prescription pain pills and $51.22.
Mrs. Meg, it looks, your face says that your vajay has something it wants to tell me.
Yeah.
Does your vajay have something it wants to
tell me? If I insert a debit card, will $51.22 come out?
Or will $7.5 million come out?
Or will 31 empty bags to package heroin and 54 bags of heroin and 8.5 prescription pills? Where did that other half a pill go?
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Hmm. Peculiar.
It just fell into a little air pocket.
Gollum. Yes. She was charged with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance.
And idiocy.
A drug and idiocy.
Crime.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Scranton, Ohio. That's how you do it. But yeah, this dude that... you know what? If you need a kidney and you get AIDS, isn't that just the risk that you run? Or do we expect our medical field to test
surely
those?
It's not that expensive to test, just in case.
Does it have AIDS? A little yeah. Just in case? Sure.
They're like, why? Can't you just be happy? You would have been dead anyways without that kidney.
The New York City case marks the first known HIV transmission of this type in the U.S. since 85, when laboratory screening for HIV became available. So the transplant team knew the donor, a male, had previously been treated for syphilis. Revenge of the Sif.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a sign.
That he had had sex with men, but laboratory tests 79 days before transplant found no evidence of the human immunodeficiency.
It's like he did the operation virus. And now you just have a kidney and then he just like fucks the kidney.
Right. So
now, and now you got your AIDS, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's terrible.
Afterward, the recipient who tested negative for HIV 12 days before the transplant did not have a problem free recovery. In fact, multiple hospitalizations were required and there were fears the kidney would be rejected. Yeah, because it has fucking AIDS. My body wouldn't want that shit neither. Get it out.
Well, how can... Maybe he just had HIV and he's embarrassed about it, so he blames it on the kidney. You know what I mean?
Fucking kidney.
The kidney once was a healthy kidney.
It was.
So it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Who had the sex?
A year later, the recipient was diagnosed with HIV, and so was the donor.
Ooh, okay.
So then they start a bunch of detective work. The donor was infected after screening negative. The recipient obviously was then infected as well. And this account notes, in remarkable understatement, reports of confirmed donor-derived HIV transmissions are rare but notable and have important implications for public health.
What we don't know is that kidney recipient like showed up at the doorstep of the guy who gave it to him. He's like, I don't know how to thank you. And he's like, I got ways.
I got an idea. And now they both have it. That's how it is. There you go. You just figured it out.
Yeah.
You're like CSI. Yeah. It's pretty impressive, Robbie.
Thank you.
Kill a minute and I'll find that.
All right. Killing a minute while he hunts through a backpack.
I hate when people do that. You can't kill a minute by telling everyone
what's going on.
What I'm doing. That's, it's not even in here.
Yeah, wasting my time, Matt. Wasting my time. TikTok.
I don't even know where it is. TikTok. I don't know where it is.
The cannabis bomb?
What did I have yesterday? What was
you had, like, those two pieces of paper that on the back side of the jam hole. Oh, he's got it. This is so... This is so worth you guys not tuning out right now due to the fact that I don't have something smart to say. Okay. Here we go. And Matt Lee, everybody. Round of applause. Round
yeah!
of applause.
Okay, now. Email info at thejamhole.com. 406-204-4687. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Yeah.
We'll join you. We'll see you. And hey, I hate you too. So, peace out, guys.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.